Hello everyone, and welcome to another Great Sacred Music here at St. Martin in the Fields. This is a short sequence of music which this week celebrates Mothering Sunday. We've got some wonderful music for you today, and this also acts as your reminder to go and get a card and flowers for the mothers in your own lives if you haven't got round to that yet. Now, Mothering Sunday is commonly known these days as Mother's Day, but it was originally a day honouring mother churches, that is to say the churches in which you got baptised. But in 1913, Constance Adelaide Smith popularized our modern understanding of Mothering Sunday. So that includes mothers of earthly homes, the Virgin Mary, and also Mother Nature. These days, there's a strong secular celebration of mothers, as well as a religious focus on the Virgin Mary. Mothering Sunday coincides with the traditional Laetare Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent, also known as Refreshment Sunday, which is a traditional pause in fasting midway through the festival. So there's no need to feel guilty about taking your mothers out for a nice lunch this weekend. Our music today focuses on the Marian thinking around Mothering Sunday. So we started there with Parsons' Ave Maria, a setting of the traditional Catholic prayer known in English as the Hail Mary. It takes two greetings to Mary from the Gospel of Luke. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, and blessed art thou among women. These two greetings are so important to theological thought, they can be found all over Christian imagery worldwide, including in a mosaic just behind me on the right of the altar. Do go up and have a look at that after the singing this afternoon. Now we'll follow on with our usual pattern and sing a hymn together. This hymn sums up Mary's importance to religious thinking, and please do note that in the final verse, it begins with the opening of the Hail Mary. Now, after all these Hail Marys, you might be thinking we're repenting for something, but we are going to move on to other words very quickly. Don't worry. Now we have a couple more items from the ever delightful St. Martin's Voices and Paulina. First of all, we have Britten's A Hymn to the Virgin. This exquisite piece was written when he was just 16 years old and sets a 14th century anonymous poem from a book of verse he won at his school's prize day. The poem alternates between English and Latin, making it what we call macaronic as a poem, and Britten divides the languages between the main choir and a semi-chorus. One of the many Latin phrases in this piece is rose sine spina, rose without a thorn. This image of Mary as a rose, often described as mystic or spotless rose, is a common medieval trope and features in many well-known choral works, such as Howell's A Spotless Rose. We aren't singing that one for you today, but we do have There Is No Rose of Such Virtue, set here by our composer in residence, Lucy Walker. It's also a common Christmas text, with many settings such as Joubert's, which is an old favorite. It's another macaronic poem, interspersing Latin phrases among the English. These poems often have really beautiful phrases, which embody complex and important ideas, such as, for in this rose contained was heaven and earth in little space.
Of one that is so fair and proud.
Next up is the first modern poem set in our sequence today. It's taken from the Manchester Carols, a group of carols which aim to modernise the Christmas story and make it relevant to modern people, whether believers or not. It's a collaboration between Sasha Johnson Manning and Carol Ann Duffy. Now, I'm sure there is a joke there among a Christmas Carol Ann Duffy, but I decided not to do it today. I thought it would be better to avoid it. It uses traditional ideas, similar to those we've seen earlier. Compare the line, heaven and earth reside in you, with the earlier, heaven and earth in little space. But now these are combined with modern ideas around poverty and refugees.
Oh,
Now we sing together again. This time our hymn is Tell Out My Soul, which is loosely a translation of the Magnificat. I'm sure many of you have heard dozens of Magnificats at choral evensongs over the years, but it's especially relevant today as it's the song of Mary, which she speaks at the visitation to her cousin Elizabeth. This hymn is a firm favourite, having been ranked joint 51st of the UK's favourite hymns in 2013 by Radio 3. The tune, Woodlands, was written by Walter Greatorex in 1916. After this, he went on to be director of music at Gresham School in Holt, where he taught several famous pupils, including Benjamin Britten. And in fact, he was the director of music who chose Britten to win the music prize and receive the book of verse containing the words which he set in our second piece this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us at Great Sacred Music this afternoon. We hope you've enjoyed the selection of music today. On your way out, there's an opportunity for you to donate to the development of the music program here at St. Martin's, if you feel able to. And if you haven't got cash, you can find many other ways of donating on the back of your sheet. Finally, a little something less traditional. From Sister Act, we have Hail Holy Queen. This starts in a fairly conventional way for a setting of the traditional hymn Salve Regina, but then as Sister Dolores gets her way, it changes into a more unusual setting of these words. Now, despite its unconventional ending, the piece is actually based on a 17th century German hymn. See if you can listen out for the original tune.
Hail, Holy Oh,